There's a pretty well-known heter for the Issa Yichud when you're dealing with an Eishes Ish. That's called Baila Be'ir. There's a question in the poskim exactly what triggers the heter of Baila Be'ir. We won't go into it today. Today I want to mention the Hagbola that's maybe not so well-known, perhaps, where you cannot use the heter of Baila Be'ir, and that is of Libay Gazbo. Now, it's somewhat hard to define Libay Gazbo. It means that the two people are friendly, maybe more than just a little friendly. They have a relationship, maybe neighbors that do favors for one another, a maid, someone that's maybe always in the house cleaning, and, you know, some poskim say maybe hagdoro that you don't shterzich to ask them to do you a favor. That's maybe already liboy gazbo. A secretary is definitely liboy gazbo. A business partner is liboy gazbo. And then the mechaber says krovim. So again, but it's not objectively krovim. It would depend. You can have cousins that are close, and you could have cousins that are, you know, pretty not close, distant. So this week it came up with someone in the shul grounder with a father-in-law. So after you finished with all your jokes, that you're certainly not friendly with your father-in-law. So I said it depends really on the nature of the relationship. If it's a close one, sometimes a father-in-law could feel like a daughter to his daughter-in-law, and then it would be usher. But otherwise, if there's always been a distance or somewhat formal, then anachnami, it wouldn't be libur gaspan, it would be mutter. So you really have to judge each case for itself. Okay.